Summary of Cabinet Paper. An independent review into the sustainability of DSS administered by FICAHA, Ministry of Disabled People. Producer's note. This document shows the logo of FICAHA, Ministry of Disabled People, and QR code for the FICAHA New Zealand Sign Language name. This document was produced as a single audio file, primarily for blind, deafblind and low vision people, by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, on the 28th of August 2024. Being a single file, navigation to different sections is not supported. More information about our production process is given at the end. In this document there are links to long website URLs. If we think a URL may be difficult to hear or remember, our approach is to set it up as a short URL in the form aicomms.nz followed by a slash in then four digits, which is much easier to hear and remember than a typical URL. When you browse to one of these URLs, your browser will automatically redirect to the original long URL. End of producer's note. Summary of Cabinet Paper. An independent review into the sustainability of DSS administered by FICAHA, Ministry of Disabled People. Proposal. This cabinet paper seeks agreement to set up an independent review to review Disability Support Services, DSS, which is managed by the Ministry of Disabled People FICAHA, MODP. The review will provide advice to the Minister for Disability Issues and Minister for Social Development and Employment on what should be done. Right now to manage increasing pressure being put on the DSS budget, the money used to provide DSS. To make sure DSS can keep being paid in the future. Executive summary. MODP should only spend the amount of money that the government has said it can spend. DSS is paid to people based on what they need. Each year more people receive DSS, and the amount each person receives goes up. This creates a problem, because the same amount of money needs to be used to help more people every year, or more money needs to be found from somewhere else to pay for DSS. The main reasons that the costs are going up is because it keeps costing more too. Pay care and support workers. Buy specialist equipment and modifications. Pay for residential care. Pay for the growing numbers of people who are eligible for DSS. Recognize more flexibility in how disabled people can buy supports. Changes in the role of families in providing care to disabled people. Decisions in the health system and by Accident Compensation Corporation, ACC. MODP cannot fully control how much it needs to spend on DSS. The Needs Assessment and Service Coordination, NASC, process means that people outside MODP decide how much money people receive. There is also no existing law to guide MODP in making decisions on how to administer DSS. MODP needs to rely on its operational policy to explain and apply Cabinet's decision in 1994 on who can get DSS. This problem could make it hard for the government to manage public money if we don't do something about it. The Minister for Disability Issues and Minister for Social Development and Employment need advice now on what to do to fix these problems and make sure the people who need DSS can keep getting it. To do this, the review will look at things like who is eligible for DSS, what MODP needs to do to better manage the problems, and what the law says. The reviewers can talk to who they want, when they want, so that they can provide their advice. Recommendations. The Minister for Disability Issues recommends that Cabinet. 1. Note that MODP has two roles. It aims to improve outcomes for disabled people by leading cross-government strategic policy advice while also delivering and transforming DSS. 2. Note that MODP can't fully manage the risks and issues that come from pressure on the costs of DSS. 3. Agree that the independent review will give ministers advice on what should be done. 3.1. Immediately to manage increasing pressure being put on the DSS budget. 3.2. To make sure DSS can keep being paid in the future. 4. Note that the independent review will report back on question 3.1, 6 weeks after it starts, and on question 3.2, 14 weeks after it starts. 5. Agree that the Public Service Commission, PSC, will host a group of officials from PSC, the Treasury, and the Ministry of Social Development, MSD, to help the independent review. 6. Agree to the initial terms of reference for the independent review, attached as Appendix 5. 7. Agree that the Minister for Disability Issues and Minister for Social Development can. 7.1. Pick three people with the right experience to work on the review panel and decide what they should be paid. 7.2. Set up the group of officials to help the independent review. 7.3. Make small changes to what the reviewers are asked to do without needing to go back to ask Cabinet first. 7.4. Anything else they think is needed to make sure the independent review works well. 8. Note the Minister for Disability Issues and Minister for Social Development will ask Cabinet before making big changes to what the reviewers are asked to do, or if they need a lot more time. 9. Direct MODP to pay for the independent review. 10. Direct PSC, the Treasury, and MSD to pay for the group of officials to help the independent review. 11. Direct MODP and agencies with joint work programs or whose systems interact with MODP, including the Ministries of Social Development, Health and Education, the Department of Corrections, Health New Zealand Te Whatu Ora and Oranga Tamariki Ministry for Children, to support the work of the reviewers and help as needed. 12. Invite the Minister for Disability Issues and Minister for Social Development to come back to Cabinet with updates on the progress of the review, and when they have advice on what to do next. Link to full document, Cabinet Paper, the 29th of April 2024, Faikaha Ministry of Disabled People, aicoms.nz/1327. Producer's note. This audio version of this document was produced on the 28th of August 2024 by Accessible Information and Communications Limited, 2/13 Upland Road, Remuera, Auckland 10050. Phone 09-320-4173. Email, info@aicoms.co.nz. Website, www.aicoms.co.nz. This production was made using a computerized process for converting text to speech with a broadcast quality human voice. Our process includes listening to the resulting speech and taking action to minimize pronunciation errors, including words in Te Reo Māori and Polynesian languages. This production is intended primarily for blind, deaf-blind and low-vision people. Feedback helps us improve the quality of our service. Please contact us to comment or raise any queries regarding our production of this document. End of document.